Let's take a fresh look at what it says in this morning's newspapers with John S. Doyle.
There are different points of view on the front pages about the first day's sitting of the new Dáil. The Irish Times describes the situation as stalemate after Mary Lou MacDonald of Sinn Féin won the highest number of votes for the position of Taoiseach, but like the other candidates, Leo Varadkar, Micheál Martin and Eamon Ryan, did not come close to winning a majority. Shambles is the opinion of the Irish Daily Mirror. The paper reports that Micheál Martin accused Sinn Féin of trying to legitimise what he called the IRA's murderous sectarian campaign. That Mary Lou MacDonald said he had a narrow and bitter mind. And that Leo Varadkar resigned but is caretaker Taoiseach. A bitter personal row between MacDonald and Martin marred the first day of the 33rd Dáil, says the Irish Examiner. He said the fundamental issue was that we do not believe that Sinn Féin operates to the same democratic standards held to by every other party in this place. She said she had a problem dealing with Mr. Martin when he, as she put it, sat around the cabinet table with people who were subsequently jailed for corruption. A former leader of Sinn Féin, Gerry Adams, is a key part of the party's negotiating team on the formation of a government, according to The Independent. Philip Ryan writes that in a leaked Sinn Féin briefing note for members, Mr. Adams and four other unelected party members are listed as members of the team. The former leader's involvement was not publicised when the party announced those who would be leading the talks, says Ryan. Whatever happens with government formation, Mary Lou MacDonald and her party are now at the very centre of Irish politics, writes Pat Leahy in The Times. That will change Irish politics, but it will also change Sinn Féin, he says. Already, party bosses are discovering that the scrutiny that comes with the power can be uncomfortable, as they squirm a little in the anti-Semitism controversy over tweets by one of the party's successful candidates, Raoithe Cronin. On that subject, a former minister, Alan Shatter, in a column in The Independent, says, "I don't believe there should be a place in any mainstream Irish political party for a person with the views expressed by Raoithe Cronin." As for the formation of a government and the prospect of a Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael coalition, Martin prepares to turn the screws on Varadkar, is how The Independent headline puts it. The Independent leads with a report by Paul Williams on young people at the centre of the Drogheda drugs feud. He writes that 14 teenagers have been identified by Gardaí as vulnerable but active participants in the feud. Williams quotes a source as saying they are viewed by older gang members as dispensable cannon fodder, glorified slaves who do the dirty work and cause mayhem. The Examiner and Irish Sun lead stories report the words of the mother of Kimberly O'Connor, the young girl killed in a road crash in Cork City on Wednesday. Jennifer Haynes said, "Our lives are shattered, our hearts are broken." On the Irish Daily Star's front page, it is reported that the verdict of the Supreme Court in a case central to a bid for freedom by Graham Dwyer, who is serving a prison sentence for the murder of Elaine O'Hara, will be screened live on television. The paper says the court's judgment will be filmed by RTE when it is handed down in Waterford on Monday morning, the first time such a decision will be broadcast live. The Irish Daily Mail reports in its lead story that the state is to hold secret talks with lawyers representing the family of Joanne Hayes to agree compensation over the Kerry Babies scandal. And finally, in another front page story, the Times reports that a drug dealer who amassed a €55 million fortune in the cryptocurrency Bitcoin has lost the codes to get access to the accounts after hiding them with his fishing rod, which has now gone missing.